This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1686. That's so All Ears English.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, find out how to make a comment in English when something matches someone's personality. This can be a powerful connection skill, so learn how to do it today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? Good to see you on video. We're on YouTube today, which is so exciting.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I am so good. And yeah, what are we talking about today? Are we getting into a way to describe people's personalities?
We are, because we have this really good listener question that we're going to get into for a second. But Lindsay, I mean, we've known each other a long time. Like, what is it? Almost 7 years?
It's been a lot of podcast episodes, Michelle. We've had a lot of minutes of conversation together. So yeah, we really know each other well, I would say at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. So this is going to be a fun episode. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us? This is from Yoshi from Japan, and you can read the red part.
Yes, here we go. So, hello, Lindsay and Michelle. I always enjoy listening to your fun and wonderful podcast episodes. Thank you so much for keeping me motivated to learn English. Aww. I love that, by the way, Michelle, that All Ears English keeps our listeners motivated and excited to keep going with learning English.
For sure. Oh my gosh, me too.
Isn't it great? Okay, here we go. I have a question. I was watching an American drama and encountered an expression, "That's so him." I understood the meaning from the context. It means that's just like him or that's typical of him, right? Yeah. I wanted to know more about this expression. Is it commonly used in everyday conversations? Can you replace him by a person's name? For example, can you say that's so Lindsay? In the drama, it was used in a negative context, but can you use it positively as well? Good question from Yoshi. I love it.
Yes, very, very good question. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Yoshi, you are right. So, but before we talk more about this, I wanted to direct you guys to two other episodes that might feel good for this kind of topic. So the first one is 1383, Feeling Stuck with Your English. This episode has your name on it. And the second one is 1472. This is a little bit different, but this episode is calling your name, personification in English. So those are good ones to listen to as well.
Yeah. And when you can call out to someone that you understand them and something the person just did is really typical of them, it makes them feel connected to you guys. And again, connection, not perfection. That's the whole point of All Ears English and learning English. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, Yoshi, you are right here. I mean, so to say something is so somebody, it means it's typical. It's who they are. That's funny. I had put in that episode. So Lindsay, would you say that this can be used in everyday conversation? Like if you can say, that's so him, that's so her, that's so Lindsay. What do you think?
For sure. I mean, for example, if I see you sampling people's French fries, I would say, oh, that is so Michelle.
Exactly. That's so funny. Yeah, it's very common to use in regular conversation. So yep. You can replace it with the person's name. There was a TV show called That's So Raven, I remember. I didn't watch it, but I remember the name of the show, That's So Raven. So it's very, very common. So today we're going to focus on a few uses. Now, the first one is describing someone's character.
Yep.
The second one is giving a recommendation or commenting on a person's purchase.
Michelle, what did you write in our notes there? You
wrote says commenting on potential. A purchase. Person's purchaser, potential person. Okay.
Very strange. Very strange. Okay. So
okay. Maybe I meant, or maybe I meant a person's purchase.
Potential so purchase.
Potential purchase. Maybe we'll see. We'll see in the example.
We'll see.
Number three. Yeah. Talking about a place, a time period, a celebrity, or a TV show, or characteristic. Oh, so let's start. So character. Yes. To describe someone's character, is this positive or negative?
I think this could be both, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I would tend to want to use this in a positive way because I don't really like to speak negatively about people, right? But, you know, maybe a jacket, you could say that is so them. It describes the jacket encapsulates their character in a way, right? So,
right.
You know, that is so them. That biker jacket is so them, is so Michelle, for example, right? Okay.
So, yeah. Right. Or you could say like, he made jokes all dinner, right? That's so him. It's like, let's say it's like my best friend and like you've never met him, but you somehow met him through other people. And I'm like, yeah, so he made a lot of jokes, right? Like that's so him.
That's so him. I could see this being used in a setup. Like if you have a friend that you introduce on a blind date or something, and then later the friend describes the date. Oh, he made jokes or he flirted with the waitress. Oh, that's so him. Don't worry about it or something like that. Right.
Exactly. Or you could say working out is so Tracy. She's really physically fit.
Yeah. Or to take it to a more extreme, out here in Colorado, a lot of people do these crazy mountain marathons where they actually take a 14,000 foot mountain and they run up it like a marathon. It's completely crazy, but it is so Colorado.
Oh,
so that can also be so described Colorado. As a state itself, right? It is so typical.
Right, right. We're definitely going to get to that later, but that's a very good one.
Yep.
Lindsay, what's like maybe a negative way that someone might use it?
Oh, he was late again, right? Unfortunately, that's so Paul. Okay, so you're sort of describing your friend. You're explaining how they are. It's just a fact of how they are. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So this is about someone's character. So hopefully we're describing positive things. They're funny. They like to work out. They, you know, something that somebody does a lot. But it can be used in a negative as well. I mean, Lindsay, I feel like I'm always we've kind of developed this joke like recently, actually, where I tease you about nature.
About always being in nature and doing these things. Yes.
Or like, because when I feel like sometimes we'll be talking and I'll be like, oh yeah, like when I was a kid, I would like, you know, sometimes play games inside. And you're like, well, I was too busy and playing in the sticks.
Making
or like
forts and running around. Yeah. And you said, oh, that's so you. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's so you. Exactly. So like, I might say something like an example, like for example, I might say like, oh, Lindsay, you went hiking again, didn't you? That's so you. And then you could give it back to me. You could tease me about something.
I could. For sure.
Okay. Now you're scaring me when you said I could for sure. Like,
what I said before, Michelle, I think the biggest thing that comes to mind is probably the French fries, stealing people's fries or okay, peanut butter and cheese sandwiches, anyone?
Yes.
Michelle, that is so you.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's true. Or like if I, like, okay, let's say I made another comment. Like I told you some other funny fact about myself. Like, okay, I'll give you one. When I make a salad or whenever I go to a salad bar, I don't consider what goes well together. Like, I'm like, do I like this? Do I like this? Do I like this? And then sometimes I look at it afterwards and I'm like, what did I just do? Like, I guess I like all of these things individually, but I don't really consider if they go together. And you might be able to say like, oh, well, that's so you. You eat peanut butter and cheese. So
that's
like,
so you, Michelle. Yes, I love it. That's a good example. That's a good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a good way to like tease somebody that you know really well as well.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
What about recommendations? So that's another thing that
yes,
I said. Yes,
I think this is a great way. Again, if someone asks you for a recommendation, oh, you know, where can I go? Oh, this restaurant, it's so you. You're going to love it. It's got healthy food. It's got very salty French fries, all that good stuff. Let's do a quick role play, Michelle. What can we do here? Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Lindsay, you have to see that movie.
Really?
Yes, it's so you.
Yeah, and then you might want to describe a little bit more, right? It's an
like
action
I say,
flick.
Like, it's a nail biter. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, whatever it is.
Or maybe
what
some...
What movies do you like?
What movies do I like? We were talking about this yesterday when we were together as a team. I like thrillers. I also like deep thought movies, kind of dramas that make me feel something. Mm-hmm. Movies that make me cry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you cry easily at movies?
I do. Sometimes I sob. It's crazy. We were talking about this last night. Some movies just make me cry. They just strike a chord and they just make me cry so hard. It's crazy. What about you, Michelle? What kind of movies do you like?
I also like a good tearjerker, but I mean, I like funny movies, but not, I'm not just like, oh, anything is funny, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're picky funny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not just like any old movie. Yeah. I mean, I'm you know how nostalgic I am. I like all the old movies.
The old movies.
Growing up. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What was I just thinking of? We were talking about movies. Oh, have you ever seen Into the Wild?
Oh my God. Well, that was the one. That's weird. I think we're in the same wavelength, Michelle. That's the one that made me sob. I could not stop crying. I don't know why. Did
me
you
too.
Have the same experience?
Yes, okay. I did.
I think the problem is the music at the end, the Eddie Vedder soundtrack, and the way they bring it in after, I don't want to give away the ending, but everyone knows what happened.
I'll talk to you later.
it's something about the combination of the music, the Alaskan Wild, and what happens to the guy just struck me so hard.
I think that's one of the movies I cried the hardest.
Yes. I cried for an hour after.
Me too. Because I feel like there are some movies where like, okay, you like cry a little bit at the end and then you're all right, let's go do something else. But this one, I was sitting there sobbing.
Yes, it shakes you. Now all of our listeners are going to have to go and watch this movie, guys.
It's very good. But it's like, why would you want to cry like that? But it's so good.
It's good.
So good.
Well, you want to feel something, right? Like I said, I want to actually feel something when I watch a movie. Not just be mildly entertained.
That's so funny that out of all the movies.
Weird. That's weird, Michelle. We've clearly been podcasting together for a long time.
All right. Another recommendation, Lindsay. Little role play. All right.
So should I try on that dress?
Yes, it's so you. I love it.
Yes. And I was recently dress shopping and I understand that feeling, right? When you just know it, you see the thing on the rack and you just know it's going to be the dress for you, right? It's so you. You have to get it.
Yes. That's perfect.
So good.
And then the other thing that I talked about was like talking about a place or a time period or celebrity or something like that. Right. We may have talked about this before with like destinations. This sounds kind of familiar. And we're going to give one example of that today. But Lindsay, what's the first one?
Yeah. So this idea talking about fashion, right? And, you know, certain things were kind of a flash in the pan in the 90s. For example, platform heels. right? I mean, I don't wear those. Do you wear those in 2021?
I don't, but it's possible that they're coming back. Like, don't you hear like things now that certain things are coming back? Okay. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they are, but I know certain trends are coming back. And like, apparently I dress like an old lady. Like,
okay. Like, then you won't be wearing platforms, I guess, right? Yeah, or exactly. No. Okay. Platforms are what? Are they fancy or are they just like functional?
No. They're like the ones. I know. Do you remember yes. the 90s? There were the black ones with the big straps.
Of course. Yeah. I think I still have a pair of those. Well, I mean, so guys, here's how you would use this. Platforms.
You're like, I'm wearing them now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I might need them for a little height. But anyways, platforms are so 1990s, right? Or just so 90s.
Yeah, so 90s.
For sure. Yeah.
And if I'm talking about like someone like a hair color, right? If I see like a redhead, like who has very bright hair, I might say, instead of saying, oh, she looks like Lucille Ball, I might say, that red is so Lucille Ball.
Yeah, I love it.
I love Lucy.
I love it. Or a certain outfit. I know New Yorkers tend to wear a lot of black still. Yeah. And you see them on movies and you'll have the New Yorker dress in all black and everyone else in colors from anywhere else in the U.S. That outfit is so New York. How stylish, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about people, right? It's not just saying, oh, that's so Michelle or that's so Lindsay, right? It's about cities, styles, time periods. Guys, this is a versatile phrase that I think our listeners are going to find to be a real connection skill.
Exactly. So guys, we did a lot of role plays here. I mean, you want to stay away, I guess, from being like too stereotypical. Like, don't use it just like for everything. I mean, do you think that it should ever be avoided?
Avoided. I mean, again, I think I don't love to talk negatively about people. So I think just be careful when you're kind of saying, oh, that's so him. Right. What are you saying? But I can't think of any other situations to avoid it. Michelle, can you?
Not really. I think just avoid, you know, like anything we always say, like, don't do it like all the time. Like,
don't overuse it. That would be
don't
weird.
Overuse it. This is just a, you know, a fun thing to sprinkle in from time to time. But I mean, the takeaway for today is it's a very useful, it's a fun expression.
Yeah.
It's natural. Yeah. Lindsay, anything else?
Well, I guess actually now that I think about it, the idea of stereotyping someone, right? Putting them in a box. Right. We do want to be careful with that a bit more. Like, don't make people feel like they're being boxed in or just that you can predict every single thing about them. So be careful of the negative side, as we said, right?
Right. Like, don't like jab somebody on something too, like me and Lindsay in the nature. Like, if I, she knows that I'm just joking, but if I literally was like all the time, like, oh, that's so Lindsay. She can't sit inside. You know, like if I just like was doing it all the time, you might be like, all right, like stop. You know, like
give it up.
You don't want to just do it all the time. Like it just gets ridiculous.
It comes back to that concept of read the room, like feel out how your comments are being received. Are people appreciating how how you're anticipating what they're going to do? Or do they not like that? Right. Do they not want you to say those things? Then just stop saying them. Right. So good.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh, Lindsay, this was so much fun.
It was good, Michelle. This is good stuff.
Thanks for that question. That was great.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.